on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council has been allocated just over €44.5 million for national roads next year, with the vast majority of the allocation on road improvement projects. A man who Gardaí have been seeking for drug-related offences since 2015 has been arrested following a search in the Mount Charles area of Donegal on Friday. Midlands Northwest MEP Mairead McGuinness says securing a future trade relationship with the UK will be very, very difficult. And Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle is asking if services are being scaled down by the HSE as a money-saving exercise. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Donegal County Council has been allocated just over €44.5 million for national roads next year, with a vast majority of the allocation on road improvement projects. Over €33 million will be spent on the N56, continuing a number of major projects in west and southwest Donegal. €2 million will go towards a 10T project, €1.2 million on the N14 between Rossgear and Tullyrap, and €500,000 on the four-lane road between the Polestar and Dry Arch roundabouts in Letterkenny. Laskancourt and Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says it's a significant allocation.
Over €44 million has been approved by Transport Infrastructure Ireland for roads. There will be substantial funds for the Clochwilly to Dunloe Road. It's €12 million. The work will start in the first quarter of next year. €9 million has been provided for the continuation of the work from Mosd through Glenties onto Kilrain. €9 million. And there's overlays to be done from Crawley to Lochinure, Dunkaneely to Brooklis, the four lane in Letterkenny, and the cycle lane from Ilstran to Letterkenny with 300,000. And we're very fortunate in Donegal that each year we get an opportunity for a meeting with the TII prior to them deciding on their allocations, and I think that's always very helpful.
There'll be some raised eyebrows, no doubt, around about Letterkenny when it's noted that there's no specific explicit reference in this to the Bonagie link.
I think we have to separate that from the TNT, and numerous meetings have taken place and consultations with the landowners and the locals. I do believe that progress will be made there, but it's more long-term than short-term. These are the short terms, but I fully agree. It's absolutely necessary that there be a link from the mountain top right down to the Dry Arch and onwards to Lifford.
There's a full list of all allocations on our website, highlandradio.com. A man who Gardaí have been seeking for drug-related offences since 2015 has been arrested following a search in the Mount Charles area of Donegal on Friday. The search was carried out by the District Drugs Unit, the Regional Support Unit and local Gardaí. Gardaí say the amount of equipment discovered at the premises has led them to believe a grow house was being set up. He remains in custody at this time and will appear at court in Dublin tomorrow. Gardaí are warning landlords to be extremely careful when renting or letting a property and to always vet any potential tenants. The new British government's Brexit withdrawal bill will be debated in Parliament tomorrow. Boris Johnson has vowed to take Britain out of the EU by January the 31st. There will then be a transition period, which the new administration is insisting must be over by the end of 2020. Meanwhile, Midlands Northwest MEP Mairead McGuinness says securing a future trade relationship with the UK will be very, very difficult. But she says the UK has compromised in the past when it comes to negotiating the Brexit withdrawal agreement, despite bullish statements about the red lines. The Fine Gael MEP was speaking in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, where Brexit was once again discussed by MEPs this week.
We should remember that the United Kingdom, the first Prime Minister to deal with Brexit was Theresa May. She had very bullish lines and red lines about what she would and wouldn't do, and she had to reverse engines completely. Boris Johnson had even deeper red lines, and he reversed engines as well, and we will end up, despite what he has said in the election, with some forms of checks in the Irish Sea in order to accommodate the Northern Ireland question. So sometimes what people say is not what they do, and what they do is not what they say.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle is asking if services are being scaled down by the HSE as a money-saving exercise. He was speaking after figures supplied to him showed that the Seaview Respite Service in Mount Charles, which has been closed for most of 2019, cost €320,500 to operate this year, compared to almost €478,500 last year. Deputy Pringle is asking what the money spent this year was spent on and what happened to the money that was saved.
The closure of Seaview Respite House in Mount Charles has been going on for quite a long time now, almost a year. And the HSE have saved €157,000, and I'm wondering what that money is done for, and is that the intention of closing it for this length of time to save that money so that money can be redirected to other places? I know there has been some work carried out on it to prepare for the handover to rehab services. There's serious financial questions here, I think, that need to be answered by the HSE.
One of the questions that you have been asking the HSE is that what exactly was that €300,000+ spent on in 2018, given that Seaview effectively wasn't operating?
That's right. While they did make a saving by the fact of it not operating, they actually spent, as you say, over €320,000, and I want to know what that money has been spent on, because I think that's important, and I think the families that have been without a respite service for almost a year now at this stage would like to know what that money has been spent on as well.
Finally, since it was confirmed that rehab were taking over and it is set to open next month, January 2020, the spotlight's been on the fact that it's only going to be operating a 5-day service. The wish locally is for it to be a 7-day service. Are there any further indications that it will go 7 days in the future?
No, there's no indications from the HSE that they're going to honour the commitment and make it a 7-day service. They tendered for a 5-day service and a 7-day service from rehab and accepted the tender for the 5-day service. So the costings are already there, but we see that basically this is about the saving money as far as the HSE are concerned. So that's what they're going to operate on, and that's, unfortunately, families are being left behind.
An investigation is continuing after shots were fired at a family home in Oma. The incident happened in the Clonmore Gardens area yesterday evening at around 6 o'clock. Catherine Gaffney has more.
It's understood that a number of shots were fired through the kitchen and an upstairs window of the house. A woman and two children who were inside the house at the time were not injured but were left badly shaken. A PSNI spokesperson described it as a reckless attack on a family home with no regard to the lives of those inside or anyone living nearby. Detectives are appealing to anyone who witnessed the shooting or who has any information which could assist them with their inquiries to contact them in Oma on 101. Alternatively, information can also be given without giving your name through the independent charity Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111.
The hourly minimum wage is to be increased by 30 cents from the start of February. Around 107,000 people are set to benefit from the new national minimum wage of €10.10. The government is making the increase following a recommendation by the Low Pay Commission. Its implementation was delayed due to Brexit concerns. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty's bill on consumer insurance reform has officially passed all stages of the Oireachtas. The Consumer Insurance Contracts Bill was approved by the Dáil last night, having passed through the Seanad last week. The bill is expected to be signed into law by the President by the end of 2019. It said the legislation would reform insurance contracts, increase transparency and shift the balance in favour of the consumer. Taking to social media last night, Deputy Doherty says the bill will be a game changer.
This, folks, is amazing. Major game changer in relation to insurance contracts. It tips the scales in favour of the consumer against the industry. This is why the industry's been battling it. This is why the government delayed this insurance for quite a while. But finally, we've got it across the line. So there's major changes here. It will bring transparency to consumers. Insurance companies won't be able to wriggle out of contracts anymore. And they will have to inform you if there's a claim made against you. They won't be able to settle dodgy claims the way they have been doing in the past. So there's a lot of good news in this legislation, and I want to thank everybody who's been supporting us in this campaign against the insurance industry. And folks, this is only the start. There's a lot more to come.
A Donegal hotelier has called for an overhaul of how weather warnings are issued. It's claimed that last weekend's yellow warning resulted in a 20% loss of business for hoteliers in Donegal due to a significant number of bookings being cancelled. Questions are being asked about the consistency of warnings, with Met Aaron facing backlash over last night's yellow alert for Donegal, despite winds being much more severe than anticipated. Brian McDermott says it's having a huge knock-on effect on the rural economy.
I think we've all been biting our lip. I know I have been, particularly this week, because a very, very conservative 20% was lost last weekend. And if you were on Twitter, you would even have seen it happening almost right up the west coast of Ireland, where Galway chefs, you know, and restaurant owners were complaining they were losing bookings. And it was on the back of the weather warnings. And while we all recognise the severity of it when it is there, but there's nearly a mistrust. I know, personally speaking, it's at the stage now where you're going, well, can we listen to this anymore? You know, and given the technology that they have, are they getting it right? No, they've not been over the last 7 days, and that has had a huge effect on business when you're in your peak period right now as well. It's been a long winter in hospitality in rural Donegal, so you get the chance to peak up at Christmas and at Christmas parties, and I know this is widespread, the weekend gone past, in relation to a very, very, very conservative 20% loss.
There's been a spike in the numbers affected by flu and norovirus in the past week. 307 people have been admitted to the hospital with flu, predominantly children under 5 and adults over 65. There has been 154 confirmed cases of the flu in the northwest over the past 3 weeks, compared to 5 for the same period in 2018. Sian Beattie reports.
The flu season has come early, with the HSE saying it's more common to increase in intensity in January. So far, 8 flu-related deaths have been reported, including 5 in the past week alone, but the HSE says between 60 and 120 people could die from it. Specialist in public health, Dr. Kevin Kelleher, says there's an increase in cases of the vomiting bug too.
You know you've got norovirus because you are vomiting projectile, so you vomit and such that it will go 6-8 foot, and you have the equivalent diarrhea. Okay.
Attendances in hospital are up 7.5%. Over 300 people were admitted within the past week with flu, and over 620 this flu season so far. Pediatric consultant Kira Martin says it's more common in young children. She has this advice:
keep them at home. Your child's going to be too unwell. If they flu, they feel awful. They've headaches, they've aches and pains all over, they've high temperature.
And the advice for everyone from doctors is to stay isolated if possible, use a tissue, and wash your hands regularly.
The manager of the Blue Stacks Foundation says it's embarrassing at this stage to be continuously shaking buckets to keep their service afloat. Wendy McCarron was reacting to a meeting between the Minister for Disabilities and Donegal representatives yesterday evening in a bid to secure additional funding for both the Blue Stacks Foundation and iCare. Both Donegal organisations were granted interim funding for €36,000 respectively in February, despite the HSE estimating that they required much more than that. Ms McCarron says while the Minister did show commitment to looking further into their flight, the facts of the matter is that the HSE simply does not have enough money to support them.
I certainly got the sense that they were priorities, you know, above us. Finian McGrath did say very clearly that he was going to relook at the estimates, and when the monies have been divvied up, you know, that he would be in a stronger position in terms of being able to see if they could allocate any more to us. What we have, which is positive, is that the 36,000 is now locked in for 2020. But whether we get any more than that, we don't know. And that's not going to enable us to survive.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. For the GAA fan in your life, have the new Donegal jersey signed in-store by the Donegal captain, or shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and Times Latest in Sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with some soccer news. The RFU say they have no interest in buying the FAI's shares in the Aviva Stadium. The Department of Sport met with the RFU officials today, with the FAI's crisis leaving them behind on their payments towards the stadium. But the RFU have shot down the notion of buying out the FAI's 42.5% share, saying their funding is committed to the development of rugby. Meanwhile, Slovakia have confirmed that their Euro 2020 playoff with the Republic of Ireland will be played in Bratislava. The game will be played at the recently renovated National Stadium, which has a capacity of 22,500. The Slovak capital will host the game on March the 26th, with the winner travelling to Bosnia or Northern Ireland 5 days later. And the Republic of Ireland will finish 2019 in 34th place in the FIFA World Rankings. Belgium remain top of the latest standings, with France and Brazil completing the top three. England there fourth, with Wales 22nd, Northern Ireland are 36th, and Scotland 50th. Dundalk, they will have home advantage for the 2020 President's Cup. The Lilywhites will welcome FAI Cup winners Shamrock Rovers to Oriel Park on Sunday, February the 9th. Rovers won on penalties when the sides met in last season's FAI Cup final. And Finn Harps have confirmed that the re-signing of Ruairi Harkin for the 2020 season. Harkin joined the club during the summer window after 3 years with Irish league side Cliftonville. The midfielder wasted no time getting settled in Ballybofey, appearing in 10 of the 12 games in all competitions, including a superb performance in the playoff final second leg. Cross Channel, it's understood that Arsenal will need to pay around £2 million in compensation to Manchester City before Mikel Arteta can become their new head coach. Negotiations are underway between the clubs. City are said to be resigned to losing Arteta and won't stand in his way. And Everton have confirmed that Duncan Ferguson will remain as caretaker manager for their Premier League clash at home to Arsenal on Saturday. The former striker has been in temporary charge of the Merseysiders for the past three matches. The club are close to appointing Carlo Ancelotti as their new boss after the Italian's legal team reached an agreement with his former club Napoli over the termination of his contract. On to rugby, and Sean Cronin will make his first appearance of the season in Leinster's Pro 14 derby with Ulster tomorrow. There's also a debut in the centre for Tommy O'Brien. For Ulster, Matt Faddies is the only player retained from last week's win at Harlequins, but he switches to outside centre. Lock Alan O'Connor will captain the side in the occasion of his 100th cap. Elsewhere, Scotland captain Greg Laidlaw has announced his retirement from international rugby. The 34-year-old has 76 caps to his name and is second in the all-time points list for his nation with 714. Laidlaw led Scotland 39 times and has called the decision one of the hardest of his career. On to motorsport, and the Donegal Motor Club have announced that regulations and entry forms are now available for their upcoming Lagoon Bar and Restaurant Mini Stages Rally. It'll be available on www.donegalmotorclub.com. This is the first event of the year, and it's expected to draw a pretty good entry with the lure of the Donegal Hills. As an incentive for all competitors that are fully paid up by the closing date, they'll be entered in a draw for a free entry into the event. And as always, they need marshals, with anyone willing to help to make the event a success and safe can contact DonegalMoneyStages@gmail.com. That's DonegalMoneyStages@gmail.com. Elsewhere, Russia's anti-doping agency, Rosetta, are set to lodge an appeal against their athletes being banned from competing for them at major international events. The World Anti-Doping Agency handed Russia a four-year suspension earlier this month for anti-doping violations. The case is likely to be heard by the Court of Arbitration for Sport next month. In darts, Willie O'Connor is hoping to make the third round of the PDC World Darts Championships for the second consecutive year. The Limerick man faces third seed Gerwin Price tonight at Alexandra Palace. Dave Chisnell, he faces Vincent van der Voort in the pick of the matches in this evening's session. And finally, for this evening in cricket, England's Cricket World Cup winning captain Owen Morgan has earned a six-figure contract in the Indian Premier League's player auction. The Dubliner has signed for the Kolkata Knight Riders for £563,000. Well, that's all your sport this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the Lasca Hearlung of Donegal County Council is urging people to examine the proposed new parking bylaws for Sleeve League and make their views known. Proposals include a €2 an hour charge or €10 per day. The deadline for submissions is noon on Monday. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says it's an important issue for local people as well as for the tourist sector, and having secured substantial investments for the cliffs, it's important that they protect and enhance what's there. She was speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show.
We all understand that there needs to be a proper format for parking and for safety reasons. We all understand that there's a beautiful new visitor centre down there. There's great toilet facilities and great visitor facilities there now, and that they all obviously have to be maintained, but they must be done. It must be done very, very carefully, and that's the whole point of ensuring that the public have their say in this.
What is being proposed?
What has been proposed is car park charges, and that would be for the three car parks. Car park number one, which would be down at the visitor's centre itself. car park number 2, which is the second one in the middle. That's up at the Ranger Station. It's kind of closer to the bottom of the cliff. And then the third one is actually up at the top of the visitor centre, or the visitor site itself, where most people would head up to. That would be for people with disability badges on their cars. That would be for buses and for a shuttle bus that would take you from the centre right up to the top. The charges for the transportation hub, which is car park number 1, at the moment it looks as if it's €2 an hour or €10 for the day. So that's for your car. What I'm looking for them to do is to park the car, go into the centre and pay a fee for the parking and the shuttle bus, so that it's one charge. We do not want this to be a rip-off. We want this to be very, very fair for everybody.
And finally, police in West Tyrone are reminding people to take extra care to keep homes and belongings safe. It's after another house was broken into in Castlederg. Sometime between 9 o'clock on Sunday morning and 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, entry was forced into a property in the Ashley Court area. It's believed a sum of cash and some jewellery was taken. Detectives are appealing to anyone with information or who may have noticed any suspicious activity in the area to contact them on 101. Weather now, cloudy for the rest of the day with outbreaks of showery rain spreading from the southeast. The rain will be heavy at times, leading to spot flooding. Cool tonight with lows of 1 to 3 degrees with patchy frost. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal County Council has been allocated almost €44.58 million for national roads next year, with the vast majority of the allocation on road improvement projects. Included in the announcement, over €33 million will be spent on the N56, continuing a number of major projects in West and Southwest Donegal. A man who Gardaí have been seeking for drug-related offences since 2015 has been arrested following a search in the Mount Charnas area of Donegal on Friday. The search was carried out by the District Drugs Unit, the Regional Support Unit and local Gardaí. Midlands Northwest MEP Maria McGuinness says securing a future trade relationship with the UK will be very, very difficult. But she says the UK has compromised in the past when it came to negotiating the Brexit withdrawal agreement, despite bullish statements about the red lines. And Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty's bill on consumer insurance reform has officially passed all stages of the Oireachtas. The Consumer Insurance Contracts Bill was approved by the Dáil last night, having passed through the Senate last week. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The which notices for this Thursday evening, the 19th of December. The death has taken place of Doreen McCandless, Bailet, Inch Island, County Donegal. Funeral from her home on Saturday afternoon at 1:30, for service in Inch Presbyterian Church at 2:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining burying ground. House private, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Buncrana Community Hospital Nursing Unit. The death has taken place in Clydebank, Scotland, of Christina Gardner, née Hart, formerly of Rimelton. Massive remembrance will take place on Saturday morning at 11:00 in St Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial of ashes afterwards in Tully Cemetery. The death has taken place of Alex Smith, Lustigal, Carrigans. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral service at his residence on Saturday afternoon at 1:00, with burial afterwards in the family plot at Monrair Presbyterian Church. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Urology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Mamie Lowry, 21, Alexander Park, Castlederg, formerly of Church Minister Ballandrate, County Donegal. Funeral from her late home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, for service at 2:00 in 2nd Castlederg Presbyterian Church, interment afterwards in Castlederg New Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to 2nd Castlederg PW Fund, care of Charles Lynch. The house is private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of John Stewart, formerly of Liskey House, Strabane, latterly of 21, Cavanagh Corps View, Ballymagorry, County Tyrone. Funeral service will take place on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock in Douglas Presbyterian Church, Douglas Bridge, Strabane, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Cassie Ferry, Auchterlinn, Rathmullen. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning.